Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Sibonge uEvans Zininga ngokusithathela indaba ngolimi lesishona. Ngiyalemukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 3 kaNhlolanja 2023. Igama ngokuyini ngokumele sayidi. Endabeni zethu namhla.
Intalazo ezazijola zivele ePhalamente ezaphuma kupresident zazikhangela landela umthetho. So namhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikubonileyo, yikho lokho esikucabangayo, silandela umthetho wethu eZimbabwe.
Abekhomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe-delimitation report.
Ye, kwaba lama disruptions abanye engawe COVID, kwaba lama challenges beli esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olwe Zimbabwe School Examinations Council, ZEMSEC, lubike ukuba impumela emhloliso elotshwe enyakenye ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi odabuka enkayi osesebenzela esebhilithane uPhilani Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pitso. Zonke lezi indaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Abekhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC lamhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela olwe-delimitation report. AbeZEC bathi bengeze imbono abayithole edale lePhalamende kanye lekamongameli. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba eseHarare.
AbeZEC bathi balethemba lokuba ugwalo oluveza imingcele abalunikeze umongameli Mnangagwa lamhla kuyilo oluzasetshenziswa kukhetho lwalonyaka, besithi benze umsebenzi wabo ngobuciko obukhulu belandela okuthiwo isisekelo sombuso. Bathi lolu gwalo luzokwenza kube lokuguqulwa kweminye imingcele ma uqathaniswa lalolo ababelwethule ekuqaleni. Umgcinisihlalo weZEC uJustice Priscilla Chigumba ulandisa kabanzi ngabakwenzileyo lamhla.
We as the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission have been mandated to conduct all electoral processes in Zimbabwe, and I would like to
njengabe ZEC silomlando wokuqhuba inketho zonke elizweni. Ngithanda ukwazisa uZulu ukuthi lokho asikwenzi ngoba sifuna ukujabulisa
uZimbabwe. Zimbabwe.
Umsekeli womphathintambo weZEC uCommissioner Rodney Simukayikiwa ulandisa ngabakuthola kuvelela edale lePhalamende.
Intalazo esazithola zivele ePhalamende ezaphuma kupresident sazikhangela landela umthetho. So lamhla size lapha ukuzomnika ukuthi thina yikho lokho esikubonileyo, yikho lokho esikucabangayo, silandela umthetho wethu weZimbabwe.
Ukiwa uthi balethemba lokuba uzokulwemukela umongameli lolugwalo.
Kuxabana singaxabana, asibonisane ukuthi singaya phambili njani. And ngiyakhula ukuthi khona dina abantu beZimbabwe sibanye xa sisikhuluma ngendaba ukuthi kumele kube lokuthula lapha eZimbabwe.
Umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe, uthi luqakathekile kakhulu lolugwalo kwezokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Ngakho bekumele lwenziwe ngonanzelelo hatshi ukulujaha.
Indaba le-delimitation ku-political science masikhangela indaba zokuvota lokungena embusweni. Sikhangela kakhulu ukuthi ngubani olamandla okudetermina ukuthi mbani ovotayo mbani ongavotiyo. Nalowo ngumuntu olamandla okuwina.
ogcizelelwe isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ebona ngezokusabalaliswa kwemibiko phezu kwemisebenzi yedale lephalamende kuZulu eye Veritas Zimbabwe, umnumzana Valentine Maponga.
As Veritas, we strongly believe that the
Dinanjenge Veritas sibona ingani sebeqhutshana lesikhathi ekwenzeni umsebenzi wabo
with a very tight deadline.
Abezeki bethulele umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa i-preliminary delimitation report mhlaka 26 Mpalakazi, njengalokho okuchiwo isisekelo sombuso ukuthi nguye omele ayithole kuqala anduba isiwe edale lephalamende ukuyahlaziywa mhlaka 6 Zibandlela. Kulapho olwethulelwe idale lephalamende lona elibumbe ikomiti yamalunga alichumi lantathu abamabandla amathathu kanye loyedwa ozimeleyo elalizokhokhelwa ngumnumzana Popurayido Garepi, uchief whip wezanu PF, ukukhangelisisa le preliminary delimitation report eyethulelwa ingatsha zombili ezibumba idale le komiti. Yasisiya kwethula eyayo i-report edale lephalamende mhlaka 13 Zibandlela. Kwakhulunywa ngayo mhlaka 17 lo-18 ngoZibandlela khona edale. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olweZimbabwe School Examinations Council, ZIMSEC, lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe nyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Isipha umbiko enkundleni zokuxhumana, iZimsec ithe abafisa ukubona impumela yalimhloliso balakho ukuyithola ekhasini labo lebulenjini kukheli ethi zimsec.co.zw kusukela namhla. Kuthi abangenelisiyo bengahamba lapho abalobela khona imhloliso, ama-exam centers, bayethatha ama-results abo ngomvulo. Kubikwa kulabo abalobayo kuphumelele isilinganiso esifika phose yamathumi amathathu ekhulwini, 28.96% kuphela. Okutsho ukuba lesi silinganiso sikhuphuke ngesiphose sifike kokuthathu ekhulwini, 2.62%, nxa kuqathaniswa lempumela yanyakenye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Ben Moyo, unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Ama-results o-level sandu wathola nje aphuma namhlanje. Sicela ukuthi kule percentage pass rate e-2.6 edlula e-previous year ka-2021. I-28.96% yo i-pass rate ye-ZIMSEC o-level.
Ngiyazi ukuthi lisayihlolisisa impumela le eyama o-levels e-ZIMSEC Moyo, kodwa liwabona njani?
Kasithokozisi. Imbangela yangikhona sibone ngani last year kwaba lama-disruptions abanye engawe-COVID, kwaba lama-challenges vele esilawo, izikolo kazila mabhuku, izikolo kazila babalisi kuhle, izikolo kazila access to internet, izikolo le-disruption ye-electricity.
Nxa siqathanisa imhloliso ye-ZIMSEC le-Cambridge, singathi impumela engconywana yiphi?
Uma siqathanisa labantu abayenza i-Cambridge, i-Cambridge ingani yenza kuhle kule ZIMSEC, ngenxa yokuthi i-Cambridge gayenzi njengeZIMSEC. IZIMSEC kupha umzekeliso ku-mathematics, bathi khona there is only one syllabus for all candidates. I-Cambridge iyafaka i-syllabus for faster students. So uhulumende engayenza i-syllabus ihambelane leZIMSEC, le-Cambridge ivumele abantwana bebhale i-syllabus abalingileyo bona ngokwabo. Siloku sacubungula ama-results akobulawayo ukuthi aqathanise kanjani nama-results akwezinye izifundi.
Umnumzana Ben Moyo unobhala obona ngezemfundo kunhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Progressive Residents Association esixoxe laye ekobulawayo. Okwamanje sizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende wele Melika.
Esikhathini esisanda ukwedlula, ilizwe le-Ukraine lalilima ukudla kokuthengisela amanye amazwe. Lalinge lesihlanu emazweni alima ingqoloyi eningi emhlabeni, njalo linge lesibili ekulimeni i-sunflower. Ukuhlaselwa kwe-Ukraine ngele-Russia ngenyanga kaNhlolanja ngomnyaka odluleyo kwaguqula konke lokhu. Amabutho e-Russia ahlasela ngabomu inhlelo ze-Ukraine ezokudla kanye lezemota lemikhumbi yokuthwala impahla. iRussia yabomba njalo yachisa izilimo, yafaka omaqophula emasimini, yavimba imikhumbi ethwala ingqoloyi ye-Ukraine ukuthi isuke elwandle lwe-Black Sea, njalo yadiliza iziphala zomombu. Ngalokho, yavimbela izilimo ze-Ukraine ukuthi zifinyelele emkambo esemhlabeni yonke, kwasala abathenga kubo abathembekileyo kanye lenhlanganiso eziphathisayo zingelakudla kokuthwalela kwamanye amazwe. Lokhu kwabangela ukuhlupheka ngamandla kwezigaba ezazithembele kunhlelo zokwabelwa ukudla ukuze zingalambi. Kungalokho inhlanganiso ye-US Agency for International Development, i-USAID, ngontulikazi ngomnyaka odluleyo yasungula uhlelo lokuthuthukisa ezokulima e-Ukraine olwe-Agriculture Resilience Initiative Ukraine, olwazakala ngokuthi yi-Agri-Ukraine. Ngeyokuphathisa abalimi balelo lizwe ukuthi benelise ukuqeda ingxaki eziningi ekulimeni, ekugcineni lekuthwaleni ukudla e-Ukraine. Ukuphumelela kwabo kungenqabela indlala emhlabeni ekhwezelwa yimpi ye-Russia ese-Ukraine. Ekugcineni, i-Afri-Ukraine iza kuba mgqoka ekusekeleni inhlelo ze-Ukraine ezokuthengisela amanye amazwe lezokulima, lanxa kuza kuba lukhuni ukuthi ziphumelele kunyanga kanye leminyaka elandelayo ngenxa yokuhlaselwa yilizwe le-Russia. Ngenyanga edluleyo ekazibandlela, i-USAID kanye lenkampani ehiqiza imithi e-Bayer Pharmaceutical and Biotechnology Company bethula umbiko othi sebenikeze uncedo olutsha olubalisa inhlanyelo yembhida ezasiza abantu makhaza labalimi be-Ukraine abazinkulungwane ezingamachumi amabili lanhlanu, i-25,000. Inkampani ye-Bayer yayinikeze uncedo lwenhlanyelo yomombo edlula amasaka azinkulungwane ezingamachumi amane, 40,000. Lokhu kwathuthukisa ubudlelwano be-USAID le-Bayer, njalo kwakhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo inhlanyelo yomumbu besebenzisa imali edlula izigidi ezingamachumi amathathu zamadola, $34.9 million, eyokuphathisa inkampani ehiqiza inhlanyelo e-Ukraine. Yaphathisa njalo ngemali yokuthenga imitshina yokukhupha omaqophula ukwenzela ukuthi abalimi besebenze bephephile, iphathisana nenhlelo ezifanayo ezikahulumende weMelika. I-Agri-Ukraine ijonge ukukhuphula indlela abalimi be-Ukraine abafinyelela ngayo impahla zokulimisa ezifana lenhlanyelo, imvundiso, imitshina lemithi yokuvikela izilimo. Iphathisa ukuthi inhlelo ze-Ukraine zokuthwalela impahla phandle kwelizwe zisebenze ngcono, ikakhulu ezezilimo, ezokukhuphula indlela abalimi abafinyelela ngayo imali. Njalo iyaqhelisa inhlelo zamabhizimusi e-Ukraine ukwenzela ukuthi enelise ukuwomisa, ukugcina kwesikhatshana kanye lokulungiselela izilimo ukuthi zithengiselwe amanye amazwe. Ilizwe leMelika limele le-Ukraine njalo lihlezi lizimisele ukusekela ilizwe labantu balo ngesikhathi sokuhlaselwa ngele-Russia empini engalasizathu esiqinileyo.
Lapho ke belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weleMelika.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba nezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America e-Washington DC. Athobelene amaqembu omdlalo kakhilikithi athi eleZimbabwe kanye lele West Indies wona azadibana kumdlalo emibili ehlobo lwe-test ezaqhutshelwa edolobheni lakobulawayo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ukapteni weqembu leZimbabwe uCraig Evan uthi iqembu leZimbabwe lilabadlali abambalwa abangekhoyo ngoba belimele, kodwa ulethemba elokuba laba ababizwe ukuba bebe yingxenye yeqembu bazadlala kuhle.
Kusobala ukuba iqembu lethu liyaqhuba ngoba silabadlali abalimeleyo, kodwa ngokubona kwami abadlali ababizwe ukuzothatha indawo yabo batshengisa ikhono labo kumncintiswano edlalwa lapha ekhaya ebalisa oelocken cup. Silungiselele kakuhle kakhulu kuvike edluleyo okukuthi wonke nje umdlali ulinde umdlalo ngamehlo abomvu.
Ocubungula umdlalo kakhilikithi uPraise Dumidlakama uthi yena ukapteni u-Evan nguye okumele liphakamise iqembu leZimbabwe ngoba ligcwele ngabadlali abasacathulayo.
Sesikhalile ukuthi batshengisele i-improvement abeke bayitshengisa emdlalweni yama-short formats ama-ODIs lama-T20 ukuthi yikho abaza kuyenza sebedlala umdlalo we-test cricket. Osesikubonde ukuthi abadlali abazabe bedlala ku-series leyi abala experience, lokho sokuzatsho ukuthi umthwalo usuza kuba abu-Craig Evan lo-Gary balance ukuyibo ke abaleminyaka eminingi bedlala umdlalo we-test cricket ukuthi yibo osukuzamele bethathe leli thuba lokuthi bakhokhelele bengehluleka kuza kuba nzima uqembu lama-Chevrons.
Abadlali abathenjiwe abangasoze babe yingxenye yeqembu lesizwe kwimidlalo le eqala kusasa ngomgqibelo ngababalisa uSkander Raza kanye lo-Ryan Bell. U-Evan uqhubekele phambili wakhuthaza abalandeli bomdlalo kakhilikithi edolobheni lakobulawayo ukuba babuye ngobuningi babo bezoxhasa iqembu le-Chevrons.
Sithole usekelo olukhulu kabi ngesikhathi sidlala kodlweni iHarare. Kusizo sami ukuba isimo somkhathi sibe ngesihle ukuze abalandeli babuye ngobuningi babo. Ngiyakuthakazelela ukudlala kobulawayo njalo labalandeli bengabe bengabaningi njengalokho esikubona esigodlweni, kodwa labo bayasikhuthaza kakhulu.
Iqembu leZimbabwe lele West Indies azadibana kumidlalo emibili yohlobo lwe-test njalo wokuqala uqala ngomgqibelo enkundleni ye-Queen Sports Club njalo ukhangelelwe ukufika emaphethelweni ngolwesithathu mhlazi yi-9 kwinyanga kaNhlolanja. Umdlalo wesibili wona uhlelwe ukuqala ngesonto mhlazi li-12 siyafika komlindi uyacina ngolwesine mhlazi li-16. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Iyanda inkuthazo yokuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasayina i-Private Voluntary Organization Amendment Bill ukuze ibe ngumthetho ogcweleyo ukulandela ukupasiswa kwayo lidale le-Senate ngolwesibili. Abalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi lumthetho mubi kakhulu njalo bathi upha uhulumende amandla okuvala lokuhlukuluza inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Bathi njalo ezinye inhlanganiso ezilakho ukuthintwa kubi ngumthetho lo zikoqela eziphathisa uZulu weZimbabwe odubekayo lezilwela amalungelo. Uhulumende wazise ngeviki edluleyo ukuthi uvale inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezingamakhuluphose amathathu 291 ezehluleke ukubhalisa kutsha zilandela lumthetho. Abanye bathi uMnangagwa kumele ekele ukusayina lumthetho ngoba uletha udubo elizweni. Umphathintambo wezemthetho uMnumzana Ziyambi Ziyambi lo mongameli Mnangagwa bathi umthetho lomuhle ngoba uqondiswe kunhlanganiso ezisebenza lezitha zeZimbabwe. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-ibhethu likaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Ukuthi umthetho omubi akunamuntu okudawutayo lokho, kodwa ukuthi singathi engawusayini vele kuyibo abawulethayo. Ngibona ngazathi siyabe sizikhohlisa. Obaba laba ngabafuna ukuthi besebenze bengakwazi nomuntu obamonithayo, begange ungabi nomuntu obasolayo. So yonke imithetho kunzima ukuthi uexpect ukuthi imithetho eminingi bahlala bengayisayinanga. Imithetho eminingi yonke bazayisayina ngoba amalungelo oluntu, ama-organization odekhangela i-promotion depression yamalungelo oluntu bafuna ukuwavala. So yiso isizathu esingamenza kube nzima ukuthi engawusayini lowo mthetho ngoba abafuni kuba accountable.
UMongameli Mnangagwa labanye bakhe kuhulumende lakuZanu PF bathi lanxa nje likhalakhala ngalomthetho akula kubuyela muva ngoba bazama ukwenqabela inhlanganiso abathi zigangile esebenza zizimele ezilakho ukungenela kumsebenzi yokuletha ukungahlalisekelizweni.
Akunanhlakaniso egayo njengeyabo. uma ukhuluma ngokuganga inhlanganiso egangile yaqeda abantu elokhu ihlukumeza abantu esiqede lelizwe yabo savala nje ukuthi kungabi la ma-voices akhuluma ngokuganga kwabo yiso isizathu sokuthi befake lowo mthetho hathi ukuthi kuthiwe kule nhlanganiso ezigangileyo.
Phezu komthetho omutsha lo elithi uncindezela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kulo mthetho obunjwayo inguquko elethwayo kumthetho wezokhetho okuyinguquko esolwa ngabaningi njalo abathi kayeneli, kuzoba lo mthetho osowafakwayo osebenzayo owemopa owathatha isikhundla sephosa. Sesibonile abebandla le-TRIPC abaningi bebotshwa phansi kwalumthetho. Uhulumende kaMnangagwa siyazi utshona ezitshaya isifuba ngokuthi ubusa ngcono kulo hulumende kaMgabe. Yebo kunjalo.
OkaMgabe kulomahluko lo US ziyaphefekthini bonke ubuzi bukaMgabe laba babuphefekth. Hayi lo US lowo akunanto etintileyo isiya ebuhleni kusuke kubili kunjengokusuka epanini kuyezikwa ngalo mbuso ka-Emerson nabafana bakhe.
Akhona amazwi ongathanda ukuwafikisa kuye uMongameli Mnangagwa phezu komthetho we-PVO bill lo owenhlanganiso ezizimele?
Hayi vele okuliqiniso ukuthi umthetho lo bangaze bewusayine akutho ukuthi ilizwe lethu lizathuthuka. Bona kuphelada kuzevumele ukuthi kuthiwe njengoba izitha walele ukuthi kube le-democracy abavumele abantu bethu abakusolayo lapho abaqalisa ukuthi beqondise khona beqondise. Kodwa lokhu ukuthi bayancindezela wonke ama-voices akhuluma abangakuthandiyo akhuluma ngobuka wabenzayo kusezokwancedisa ilizwe.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngwenhlanganiso ye-Ibhethu likaZulu elimuzwe exoxa lapho lo Ntunga Milinkomo we-Studio 7.
Ithi Woza Woza Friday my darling, Woza Friday umsebenzi uphokile.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi yodabuka enkayi osebenzela eseBilithane uPhilani Mabuza ohamba ngegama lakhe kwezomculo elithi Pitso. Yena ucula umdumo wabontanga owamapiano. Asizwene xoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Spanda.
Kukanganane ungangephi kamkhathane suka lofo sokulumilwane Woza Friday velubisa bakani kulikazola bakani.
Uphilane usuke kwele Zimbabwe siyafunda eBilithane lokuyaziphandela ihlala kahle. Pho ke na udabuka ngapi ekhaya?
Ngeke ngahlala enkayi for some time and then ngahlala futhi eBlamtree for a bit of time. Asengihlala eSouth Africa because I got my uncle's family there as well. Esikolo ngafunda eMathechaneni. It's called the primary school of eMathechaneni and then the secondary school I went to Ngai high for like form 1 and form 2 and then Ngaya Embakwe at lunch form 3 and form 4 before doing my A levels St. Bernard.
Upitso uqale ukucula esikoleni icula kukwaya ezikolo zonke afunde kuzo waze wakhula waqala ukugcinezela umculo wakhe.
Sasey boys encane vela, I was young, yabona ngicula in the choir at church. I was leading a group okuthiwa imbube group. Sasibiza ukuthi Backfit Boys. Then I went over ngabona uMangesto eSouthampton. So saqala ukuspana noMangesto. That's when we got the album yokuqala uBamba. 2010. Umculo wami mina kahle kahle vele mbese ku quiet. Now I'm kind of I've done hip hop and trap music as well, but at the moment ngisha ama piano.
Abaculi kukhona abamqumaqumbayo ukuthi laye akukhuthale kwezomculo
Godfather Mdu. Yeah, Mdu. Hey, Veshay, I love the way he was putting a sound into everything. And to other guys as well, Abu Mandoza, DJ Cleo, Briggs, Bonke nje, ikwaito nje yonke leya, music wabo Freddy Kwala. We used to listen to that and I was like getting inspired by all those musicians. Ukuthi ayona, I can do something as well. I kind of mix things me, you know, ngiyalalela abantu and listen to everything and pick up things.
Noma beba pali I wet Akito bona sebo kaye Wenza Akala banye sei pagi Ya Tehamba tina naba pagi Yo Kigile noma beba pali Akito bona sebo kaye Akala banye sei pagi Upito uthuba kakhulu bonke abalandelalo ukuthenga umculo wakhe abuye abonge lasebenze labo ekuphekeni lomculo
ngene njalo ubonga ama G-Tanks panel lawo kule game mangiesto buya uyumdu uleno mdu imbizo ezamadoda u Mr Nice Talent uSpongi then and then lezinye nje yabona Obo Donald emunye into engithanda ukuyibonga kakhulu ama promoters ngiyakhumbula especially wena shisa kwamfaka ku gig le Elite la performa khona yabona lama big guns yabona o Big Nas o Buju labo o Skito yeah so I appreciate things like that
uphilane ngomunye wabaculi beZimbabwe asebephumelele kwezomculo ukanti nguye besikhothela ubuhlelo waza Oza Friday libe nempela sonto elithukela igama namu Ezra Jesus Banda akhala abanye seyiphaki hamba tina nababali sigile noma bebabali akhithe bona sebukayi akhala abanye seyiphaki hamba tina nababali sigiza ntombazana sigiza chigish abebeza chigish ibela ntombazana kimela ubhethe ubale khaya wabhethe sigiza ntombazana sigiza.
Siyabonga Ezra Jesus Banda lo Pitso. Si ku live talk namhlanje sikhangela udaba logwalo osoluguqulwe kancane ngokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela ole delimitation report. Singakehlukanisa hlobo sikhangele inhloko zendaba zanamhla. Abekomishini yebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC namhla bethulele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ugwalo osoluguqulwe kancane lokwehlukanisa izigaba zokuvotela ole delimitation report. Uhlangothi oluqondisa ezemhloliso elizweni olwezemsec lubike ukuba impumela yemhloliso elotshwe nyakenye e-ordinary level isikhona. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilomculo odabuka enkayi osebenzela esebhilithane uPhilane Mabuza Pitso. Sesilugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu olivalelisayo yimi uGaino Gumede ngisitha sidibaneni njalo kusasa ngesikhathi esifanayo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.